can sort this out reasonably.
I ought to kill you now, you good-for-nothing.
Wait, will you? What kind of man are you to call me good-for-nothing? You don't know me.
Aye, well, you might be right. But look at all this. I'll be betting you didn't work your palms red raw for it all, eh? Probably not even broken sweat since you last wiped your dung-covered feet on a servant.
Well, that's because it's not mine, and I don't have any servants. My two companions, Nick and Rob, would be outraged if I tried to make them cook dinner. And frankly, as neither of them are very good at it, it's usually me wearing the big white hat and donning the hilarious boobies apron around the TARDIS. You should try my pork stuffed peppers.
Are you some kind of madman?
With respect, I'm not the one waving a hunting pistol about.
No, he's not a madman. He's my friend. Now let him go, whoever you are.
Now this is more like it. The lady of the house.
You abhorrence! Look at you. No grace, no decorum. Your clothes reek of fish.
I'm a fisherman.
Rosalind, I think perhaps you should find out why this gentleman is here. He looks like he could use a nice cup of tea.
He's here because he broke in through my window, and that, Doctor, tells me all I need to know. As for tea, you expect me to waste my best china on this foul-smelling docker.
Why, you stuck up!
What's happened to you, Rosalind? The girl I knew 30 years ago would never have been so judgmental. I'm ashamed to have known you.
You're all the same. Rich upper class dictators.
Put that gun down.
That sounded like a gun. Remember what I said? This is all too predictable. A theft and a death, I predicted. Well, we've had the theft.
And now the gunshots.
Rob, I think somebody's just been murdered. Rusty, I mean Lord Cheshire, what's going on?
A foolish accident on my part, sir. I was polishing the pistols when one of them went off. It must have been a bullet left in the barrel. It's most fortuitous that nobody was hurt. However, the chandelier was not so lucky.
Yeah, it does look a bit cream-crackered.
Indeed, sir.
Never mind the blasted chandelier. You frightened me half to death, you oaf. There I was, catching up on a bit of Holmes, when I hear a sound like a bally thunderclap outside.
Well, you're all right, aren't you? No harm done.
So you were in your room during the accident, Lord Cheshire?
Well, yes, but what about my nerves, dear boy? Oh, I'm all a shiver with the shock.
I think his lordship could do with a stiff one in the drawing room.
Oh, too right.
Rob.
Please excuse us, gentlemen. Follow me, your lordship.
Yes, of course.
Well, how about that? Perhaps you were wrong about the death after all.
I'm not so sure, Rob.
What? Why not?
You heard him. He said one shot was fired.
Yeah?
So why did we hear two?
Now, this is nice and friendly, isn't it? Rosalind? Mr. Marwood? Three friends sat down with a decent pot of tea. Shall I be mother?
You're very kind, Doctor. But it could do with a wee something. Now where's my flask? Ah, that's better. You want some?
Not my cup of tea, but thanks all the same. Speaking of tea, someone once said, a good friend is like a good cup of tea. He makes life richer and more beautiful. Now I wonder who that was.
That was you, Doctor, and you know it.
Was it? Oh yes, that time on the planet Mundara. I remember it now.
Hello,
You know, my little friend, someone once said a good friend is like a good cup of tea. He makes life richer and more beautiful.
Who said that, Doctor?
Me, just then.
We like Doctor. We like Rosalind. Woo! Doctor, Rosalind. Woo!
Oh, Doctor, they're so cute. You know, I'm so glad you agreed to take me with you. The extraordinary things I've seen. I'm truly blessed. You've opened my eyes. Thank you.
And there's plenty more extraordinary things to see yet. Come on, let's get back to the TARDIS. I fancy a decent pot of tea.
And
a simple sandwich.
So you two used to know each other then?
Many years ago.
Long before I met my current friends.
And you're seriously telling me you've been to another planet? I was right, you's our potty.
How dare you! I'm nothing of the sort, you foul drunkard.
Rosalind, please. Mr. Marwood, would you excuse us for a moment?
Aye, no bother. I get the feeling I'm not particularly wanted, anywho.
You'll find the others in the drawing room. We'll join you shortly.
Filthy hobo. Look what he's done to my best china.
I want you to be nice to Mr. Marwood. He's done you no harm.
He's a working-class ruffian, and he stinks of fish. God help us when they get the vote.
And what exactly makes you any better? You know what the future will bring. You should be a shining light, a role model for everyone in this time. Helping, not treating everyone poorer than you with contempt.
Oh yes, and where would that leave me? Penniless. I have to protect my own interests. I'm not a charity case. It's all right for you, swanning around in your TARDIS as you please, but this is all I've had. I've built a life here. I had to fit in. I was lucky to find a loving husband who took care of me and gave me status, a title, luxury, some meaning in life. But then he died. Do you know how hard that was for me? People conspiring to ruin me, attempting to take away my business, my beautiful castle. My mistakes are no worse than yours. Just because I'm a woman, life hasn't been all roses, you know.
You had the space-time telegraph. Why didn't you call me back when he died?
What could you have done? Brought him back to life? Ha! You're good, but you're not that good, Doctor. I wouldn't have called you back at all but for the threat to my legacy.
Legacy? A gemstone? Is that all you care about? Oh, Rosalind, look at yourself. Look at what you've become.
I don't need your pity, Doctor. And that's Lady Rosalind, thank you very much.
Well, Lady Rosalind, I don't like what you've become one little bit, and I look forward to when this whole business is concluded. I'd go right now if I wasn't a man of my word. Sadly. And by the way, I'll have the telegraph back from you when this is all over. Thank you very much.
You're welcome to it. I don't think I'll be needing it again somehow. Shall we make our way to the drawing room then? Doctor.
Here you are, your lordship.
About time, too.
Aye. Well, why are you there, son? I might as well have one tea.
Yes, of course, sir.
Sir? I didn't get called that much, sonny. You're not used to pandering to the likes of me, are you?
12:20, nearly midnight. That's when this ghost...
Really, Barrington? You don't believe... Ghosts, do you, old boy?
No. Oh, of course not. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous, isn't it?
Of course it's ridiculous. There are no such thing as ghosts. It's all just a joke. I favour Lady Rosalind's idea of a wheeze. What? What, I saw one once in my house up in Ayrshire. Turned out to be the serving boy having a way with the delivery lad under a white sheet. Quite a hoot.
Hold on. You're with that doctor, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You mental as well, then?
Mental?
Well, he says he's been turned out of a planet. I mean, he's not right in the head.
Excuse me a moment. I need to go and find my friend Nick. And I'm having trouble hearing myself over the honk of your trousers.
Aye, that's all right, laddie. I get that quite a lot, actually.
You know, Nick, I've been thinking... You don't think the doctor's the thief, do you? He's still missing.
What? Don't be daft.
Think about it. He's been very aloof with us this evening. Maybe that's what this could be all about. Perhaps the gemstone is some weird, powerful alien artifact that he needs to rescue.
Surely he would have mentioned it to us.
Well, he's not exactly happy with us at the moment, is he? It's the doctor, and it's almost 12 o'clock. Maybe now we'll find out what's going on in this crazy nutjob kook house.
Hello, everyone. Nick, Rob, Mr. Marwood. What's that smell?
It's me. Hey, you! Miss Fancy Pants!
Are you addressing me, Rich?
Rosalind?
Aye, he's talking to you. Where's your shitter?
Well, I never.
It's upstairs, Mr. Marwood. I suggest you go now, before it's too late for all of us.
I say, Rosie, what's the hold-up? Can't we get on with things?
Yes, Doctor. When are you going to tell us what's going on?
Not now, Nick.
If not now, then when? There's never time, is there? There's never time to explain things to us. You're up to something.
Nick, please.
Maybe you were right, Rob. We just don't know him anymore.
Oi, Michael's me old mucker. Have you seen Sir James?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Could he have left?
Definitely not, sir. Her ladyship has instructed all doors to be bolted until dawn.
Oh, great. So we're trapped.
You're perfectly safe, sir.
Padbury can't have legged it with the gemstone, then.
Doctor!
Something's happened. It looks terrible.
It's your man in the cupboard. I went to get something to dry my hands on, and he was in the cupboard. His face was terrible to see. I have never seen an expression like it since my wee cousin Jock trapped his pinky in a trout trawler.
Stop blithering, man, and tell us what's happened.
The fellow with the tash!
Sir James Padbury!
Aye, he's dead!
It was you, wasn't it, you filthy man? You killed him!
Aye, and I suppose I scared myself after death finding him as well, you stupid witch.
This is all a ruse, an act. You came here to steal my Ritanapura, and Sir James died trying to stop you.
Oh, you mad woman!
I don't want to rain on your parade, Rosie, but you have the gemstone there. How can he have been trying to steal it?
Oh, no, she hasn't.
You see? It's gone.
No. As little as I would care if this fish-stinking commoner rotted away in a dungeon, I think the real criminals are further from home.
Eh? What are you looking at us for?
Them?
Hang about. We've been here the whole time.
The two strangers are quite clearly the guilty parties. The gemstone could have been missing for hours. And where have these two been all evening? Skulking about near your room! We've never seen these two before in our lives. Why should we trust them?
Because we didn't do it. When we were in your room, we...
You were in my room?
Well, only because we were looking for your gemstone.
So you admit it. Bad show, sirs. Bad show.
But we weren't trying to steal it. Well, we were, but only because...
I think we've heard enough. Michaels, call the police.
Oh, Doctor, tell them.
Doctor? He's not here.
Death will stalk you all like the curtain of night.
Oh, no, not you again. You're not real.
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Oh, no!
Get away! Get away!
I am the spirit of Sir Bobby Jameson, and the embodiment of the curse of Ritanapura.
Yeah, we know that bit, mate.
Silence! Who has dared to steal the diamond?
Good grief! In all my years,
Return the gemstone to its rightful place, or all shall die!
Alright! Alright, I'll confess everything. It was me! I stole the gemstone!
My own blood. How could you?
Wasn't the rat in the pure of mine by rights? If it hadn't have been for that wretched curse that my grandfather, if he hadn't palmed it off to my sister, it would eventually have come to me!
So you killed Sir James. Was he in it with you?
I don't think so, Rob. Sir James suspected Barrington. That's why he was lurking around the landing earlier, hoping to catch him in the act.
There are still 3 hours between now and midnight. I saw the way you looked at the diamond.
Look here, James. What are you insinuating?
Or he could have just been trying to steal it himself.
You're a fine one to be accusing me. And it's not as if I need the money, is it? I'm not the one with the creditors knocking on his door.
No, Rob. He was Lady Rosalind's best friend.
She's my best friend!
And true best friends never betray one another.
But Sir James was too late. Barrington had already stolen the diamond just before he arrived.
Well, you can't be thieves because someone has beaten you to it. The diamond, it's already been stolen!
And when Sir James left Lady Rosalind's room, he ran straight into Barrington and the diamond. They must have fought, and Barrington shot Sir James to ensure his silence.
You scoundrel! You've stolen the Ratana Pura!
You better keep out of my way, or else...
Or else what? You shoot me with those hunting pistols? Ha! They haven't been fired in years!
Oh, you think so? Well, I'd say they're long overdue a target!
I knew immediately. You see, there was only one bullet hole in the ceiling. The second shot was fired by Barrington's accomplice to shatter the chandelier and make it look like an accident.
Oh, I don't believe it. It was the butler all along.
Very clever. Aren't you an amateur sleuth fit to grace the novels of Mr. Doyle?
Give back the Ratana Pura!
No, leave me alone! Take it!
I think this charade has gone on long enough.
Doctor! Where the hell have you been?
And where did that ghost go?
Rosalind, please call the local constabulary. Tell them we have 2 criminals for them to collect.
Oh, I don't think so, Doctor. Now, if I can have your attention, we'll get down to business.
He has got a gun!
How perceptive of you.
Oh, excellent work, Michaels.
Oh, shut up, Barrington, and get back. Lady Rosalind, I've worked and slaved my life away for you for years. So how about you make this easy for both of us and hand me the gemstone? I have a boat waiting for me on the shore and I can't be late.
Boat? What boat? You didn't tell me anything about a boat.
Well, we have to have some secrets.
But we're in this together. You said...
I told you what you wanted to hear, you idiot. You seriously thought I'd share the unbelievable wealth the Ratana Pura will bring with you, an upper-class crook?
Look, mate, just put the gun down. Take the gemstone. You don't have to hurt anybody.
No, he's not having it. In any case, if you take it, you'll be cursed just like my family.
Cursed? An old hag's tale. Even when I was a young boy, I was never frightened of ghosts. And in any case, I won't be keeping the gemstone for long. I just want the money, pure and simple. Gem, now!
Rosalind?
No, Doctor. I'd rather die than let him steal my legacy.
Barrington! Barrington! He's dead!
Barrington was a fool. He deserved to die.
You're as mad as they come.
Rob, don't antagonize him.
Excellent advice, Doctor. Now, are you going to give me the gem, my lady, or will I have to kill every single one of you and take it for myself? The clock's ticking. Oh, very well.
My arm! That bastard shot my arm!
Sorry, missed. I'm awful, aren't I?
For goodness sake, give it to him, Rosalind. This was not part of the deal. I am not going to let you cause the deaths of innocent people all for some stupid gemstone.
I recommend you do as your doctor friend says, or he's next.
Oh, I've had enough of this. Rob, grab her!
No! Get off me!
Ow! Oh, why do I get slapped in every single adventure we have?
Here, take it and go!
At last, some common sense. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a wonderful evening. Lady Rosalind, you can consider this my resignation with immediate effect. And thank you so much for this beautiful leaving present. It's most kind of you. Have a happy new year. I know I will.
Ah! Now, Nick! Lamp him!
Well done.
Lucky that candlestick was there.
Hey, you know what this means, Nick?
What?
It was the butler in the drawing room with the candlestick. Cluedo!
He's only unconscious, sadly.
Hold on. The ghost. Where did it... Oh, that was you all the time. Rah! Blimey!
Using an Encuka laser and a microstatic beam wedge, eh, Doctor?
Of course.
It was as easy as sitting down with a cup of tea and a slice of Battenberg.
Ah, so the reason you didn't say anything to us was because you needed my hysterical weeping and screaming and soiling myself to make the haunting seem more authentic, right?
Yes. Anyway, ghosts don't really exist, you know. Not outside of the chicken colonies of Krakenkow. We'll go there one day. You'll love it, Rob.
Thank you, Doctor. I suppose I should call the constabulary and arrange medical assistance.
I should think that's the very least you could do, don't you think?
I never wanted any of this, Doctor. But thank you for saving my precious Ratanapura.
You've got some nerve. I don't want your gratitude. I don't want anything to do with you, ever. You can keep the gemstone and the guilt of knowing how many lives it cost you. I can't believe how much you've changed. Goodbye, Rosalind.
Oh, we better get after him, Nick.
No, Rob. Give him some space to calm down. We've got to help Marwood. We'll catch up with him in the morning. Doctor?
Doctor!
I'm sorry the way it all turned out. I put you both in a lot of danger. Ah, Mr. Marwood, you've recovered enough to see us off then.
Aye, my arm's killing though. Hey, I can't see your boat on the shore. Just this odd looking blue box. Is it yours?
Ah, all will be revealed, Mr. Marwood. Are you ready to leave, you two?
It was your party from the start, wasn't it, Doctor?
You arranged all that just to teach us a lesson?
Not just that, Nick. You see, Rosalind and I travelled together, many years ago now. She called me back because she suspected her fortune was under threat and wanted to scare off anyone who had planned to steal that stupid gemstone. And I agreed to help for old time's sake. However, yes, I probably would have told you everything if it hadn't been for that careless joke you played on me. Thought I'd teach you both a lesson into the bargain. Of course, that was before I knew what a bitter, shallow old woman Rosalind had become. All the magic and wonder of our old adventures. She's forgotten it all.
It's not your fault she's a stuck-up cow.
Maybe it is, Nick. I left her behind all those years ago and never went back. But that's another story. I just hope you two don't end up like she has.
Oh, don't worry about that, Doctor.
I hope you've learnt that I never forget my old companions, like I never forget Ed, and I'll never forget you two either.
Are we forgiven then, Doctor?
Of course. You were both very brave back there. I'm proud of you.
Oh, don't get soppy.
And you made a good fake ghost, Doctor.
Yeah. If your mansion house needs haunting, just call Rent-A-Doctor.
You could give Derek Okora a run for his money.
Who?
He's... Oh, never mind.
Come on, let's get away from here. I don't want another New Year's Eve for at least a decade. Goodbye, Mr. Marwood.
Goodbye? What are you talking about?
Doctor, wait! I wanted to say I'm sorry. I can change.
It's too late, lassie. He's gone. I think a wonder and no mistake.
Yes, he is.
Next time on Doctor Who.
Doctor! Help me!
No, Rob. It's the only way.
I don't understand. Where are you going?
Left me here. Deserted me.